This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Orchards of Southgate. Patient first name is Celeste, C-E-L-E-S-T-E. Last name is Prazystup, P-R-Z-Y-S-T-U-P. Date of birth is 6-6-1940. Date of evaluation 3-9-2022. HPA history, page complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of anxiety, depression, anger, agitation, and to assess capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness. This is an 81 years old female who was admitted here. Who was admitted here on 2/23/2022 upon transfer from Henry Ford Wyandotte Hospital. Her chart indicates diagnosis of anemia, history of falls, fracture of unspecified part of clavicle, hyperlipidemia, dementia, peripheral vascular disease, COPD, dysphagia, Peter and I discussed her condition with staff, who reported that she was initially agitated and verbally abusive, but she has calmed down. Period. Patient was fairly calm during my evaluation, and reports that she's here because she had a fall and talked about discomfort. In moving her right arm, period. Patient acknowledged long-standing history of anxiety, depression. Period. Reports that she's taking quote medications to calm herself unquote, and they are working. Period. She denied any sleep or appetite disturbance. Period. She reports that she was seeing a psychiatrist but could not recall the name. Period. Patient thought she was in Wyandotte. She thought it's April 2008, but she knew Biden as a president. When I asked who the governor is, she stated, unfortunately, Whitmer. Patient could recall zero out of three objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, no known history of hypomanic, manic symptoms, no reports of any PTSD. Period. She reports that she has two sons, and her oldest son helps make decisions. Period. She claims that she worked as a secretary in the past. Next paragraph, a review of systems, a general right shoulder and arm discomfort, eyes, ear, nose, throat, non-reported cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal, mild pain, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment denied. Prior psychiatric hospitalization, possibly yes, at Wyandotte. Prior suicide attempts denied. Next paragraph, under social history, current relationship, divorce, number of children, two sons, current employment, worked as a secretary in the past. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, review, collateral form and chart, nursing. I also spoke to patient's son, Mark. Who acknowledged that his mom has shown progressive cognitive decline, but he was pleased that she is fairly calm at this facility. He knew that she was prescribed Seroquel to decrease aggressive combative behaviors, and is comfortable keeping mom on Seroquel. Next paragraph, medical history. See medical history as reported in HPI, surgical history. No surgical history in chart, family history, no family history available. Next paragraph, tobacco history, former smoker, alcohol history, denied, drug abuse history, denied. Next paragraph, current medications, MAR, reviewed, fluoxetine, 20 milligram once a day, Seroquel, 12.5 milligram in the morning, 50 milligram HS. And lorazepam 0.5 milligram Q 6 hours PRN. She's also on Depakote, $250 milligram twice a day. Probably for management of impulsivity, agitation. Next paragraph, blood pressure 161 over 85, pulse 62, respiration 17. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed, demeanor cooperative, motor movements normal, gait, sitting on a chair, speech clear, mood. Euthymic effect, broad thought processes, periods of confusion, association, normal thought content, normal perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to self. Only patient knew it's March. A patient thought it's April 2008. Memory, patient could recall 0 out of 3 objects after 3 minutes. Recent memory impaired. Fun of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, limited sleep and appetite, fair diagnosis. Major depressive disorder, recurrent mild F33.0, plans continue fluoxetine as prescribed. Number 2, generalized anxiety disorder F41.01, plans continue lorazepam, PRN as prescribed. Number 3, dementia and diseases classified elsewhere with behavioral disturbance, F02.81. Plans continue non-pharmacological and behavioral interventions. Period, anticipate patients' needs, encourage participation in diversional activities. Number 4, psychosis with delusion due to known physiological condition, F06.2. Plans continue Seroquel as prescribed with plans to taper Seroquel if she remains calm and free of any delusional thinking, hostility, agitation. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management. Peer staff needs to notify our service for any adverse effects of current medications and any persistent changes in mood behaviors. Peer will follow with you. Procedure code 99305. Under disposition, also add patient lacks capacity to make informed medical decisions at this time. Supplemental administrative check, common side effects of antipsychotics, SSRI, benzodiazepines, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. This is a procedure code is 99305, end of dictation.